The latest National Geographic radio expedition is exploring a newly protected underwater wilderness area called the Tortugas Ecological Reserve. It lies within the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, and scientists studying the zone already are making fundamental discoveries about life on a coral reef. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick.
The ocean is in trouble. Pollution, overfishing, global warming. In Florida, officials got public support to close 150 square miles, including important fish spawning grounds. Now, the only things to be taken from here are conservation lessons and research data. "70 miles out from Key West, on a tippy yacht that customs seized years ago. Absent 10 tons of cocaine ballast, she bobs like an empty soda can. To a rendezvous with a research ship, the Farrell, from a government agency with a biblical acronym, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Right. Okay, we'll be standing by 10.
10.
On board, researchers from the National Ocean Service, like Dr. Mark Fonseca, are studying the sea floor that spreads out from beside the coral reefs.
It's where the coral rock wall comes down and dies, and it's abutted by sand. It's just like a knife's edge. You can just draw a pencil line right along it, and then from there out for miles and miles, you've got nothing but sand, maybe an occasional rock outcrop.
And that's what you're interested in?
That's what we're interested in, because any place that light reaches the ocean floor, that is what drives the ecosystem.
Coral reefs are fairy tale castles for fish, color and life rising from a flat and featureless plain. But it turns out that dull sea bottom is more interesting than it looks.
That top monotonous and unremarkable sand layer of the seafloor, where the sun reaches it, is just a huge engine of primary production that fuels the rest of the food chain.
In the last months, at the Center for Coastal Fisheries and Habitat Research in Beaufort, North Carolina, scientists used a process called isotope analysis. With it, they can read faint atomic traces in fish tissue. And they showed that the Tortugas reef fish are roaming the sand flats like cattle grazing pasture.
And we can tell where those fish are getting their original source of food. The signature we're getting back is this algal communities out here on the sand flats are what's bringing a lot of the food to the coral reef ecosystem.
Without isotope analysis, it's hard to get this, says fish biologist John Burke. Those fish are on the flats when we can't see them, at night.
These soft bottom habitats in the edges of the reef are patrolled by schools of jacks, barracuda, ferocious predators, some of them like packs of wolves, and if you get into the open, you're history. So really, they wait till it's dark and then head out into the open.
I thought marine scientists already knew almost everything about reefs and fish. They don't. They're studying the Tortugas Reserve intently now, gathering data to compare against future surveys to see what happens when you create a marine reserve. All this means getting into the water, and never mind the choppy conditions. The ocean's surface is an unsettled pale green. So am I. We launch a small dive boat from the Farrell with Mark Fonseca.
Right now we're firing up a differential GPS that has the waypoint of the latitude and longitude of the dive site. This is site out north, 1864. Okay.
Isn't it a little rough to be going out?
Borderline for this boat, yeah. We'll take our time. 4 kilometers out on this course.
The dive boat runs out a couple of miles to deploy a buoy.
Yesterday afternoon, we located the site, put down a couple of dive teams. This isn't helping these sea conditions. We're looking at, 3 to 4 to 5 feet right now, so with a little swell underneath it.
His dive partner is biologist Amy Uren.
My tank all right back there?
They're supposed to lay out a measuring tape on the reef and sand flat below.
So how deep are you going to be?
probably about 61 feet. So. All right, we're ready.
They jump in with scuba gear, and I jump in without it.
I've dropped over the side of the launch. I just got a snorkel, so I'm here at the surface, but I can see the divers 60 feet below me. The water's very clear out here. The sea floor is kind of mottled with darker colors. Mark and Amy have stretched a tape out, and they're following along that tape, and they'll mark this and leave it here on the seafloor bottom.
Barely a half hour later, the divers are at the surface again and kicking over the side and back into the boat.
What we found when we went down there was we'd landed about 20, 30 feet up on the coral rubble break, and we moved down that, and there was our temporary buoy, was right at the sand interface. Amy took some measurements of the how compacted the sediments are. We used that for calibrating the sonar, and that pretty much took the dive.
The big ship, the Feral, carries a lot of gear besides scuba tanks. There are underwater cameras and sensors and analyzers and computers in a van on the aft deck. When she's not diving for data, Amy Uren is often in the lab recording it.
You'll be able to see the habitat on the monitor, and you'll be able to see what the sonar is recording on these screens here.
There are 24 scientists working on this Tortugas project, geographers, chemists, biologists, so many that there's no room on the Feral for all of them at once. They have to take turns. I noticed some of the scientists wore anti-seasickness skin patches, but none of them complained. What could be better for a scientist at sea than to explore the nation's first ocean wilderness area and already make discoveries about reef fish and how they live?
It is exciting. It's the kind of thing that you always hope your data would show you so clearly. A lot of it is because NOAA's been able to spend a lot of money on isotope samples. They're expensive samples to process. Historically, the data sets tend to be small. This is a very large data set, and so we can turn around to the public and say, yes, this actually is what's happening out here. This sand ecosystem is driving a lot of this spectacular reef ecosystem that we care about.
That's why NOAA researchers like Mark Fonseca and his colleagues are studying this new Tortugas Ecological Reserve to test what the ocean wilderness idea will mean here and perhaps elsewhere.
It's a beautiful system. It's so deserving of protection. I've dove a lot of places, but that dive yesterday landed on the bottom and I had to stop work for a minute and just look. I said, this is incredibly beautiful. It's just this coral wall teeming with fish, and next to it is a sand flat running out with Halophila seagrass and algae. It was like a little Eden.
For Radio Expeditions in Florida's dry Tortugas, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society. There's more on the Tortugas Ecological Reserve on the website npr.org.